Freedom in Christ, a compilation.
God wants us to be free. In fact, this is a major theme throughout Scripture. Because Jesus died and rose again, we can have freedom from the prisons that hold us back. Jesus says in John 8:36, "If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." Here are three ways Jesus wants to give you freedom in your ministry. Number one, freedom from pretending. We often worry people will see the real us. People tend to expect perfection from us, and we put on masks to hide who we really are. Social media makes this even worse, pressuring us to appear like we have it all together. Some of you have been pretending for so long that you don't even know who the real you is. One of the reasons we pretend is because we want to please people, our families, our church, or our communities. But Proverbs 29:25 tells us the problem with doing this. Being afraid of people can get you into trouble. None of us can please everyone. Even God can't do that. For others, the temptation is perfectionism. We believe we must be perfect to be loved. The antidote to both people-pleasing and perfectionism is to switch our focus to what God thinks. The Bible tells us, "I have gained perfect freedom by following your teachings." Only when we recognize that God loves us unconditionally and we commit to living for Him instead of the approval of others will we find real freedom from the prison of pretending. Number two, freedom from unforgiveness. Unforgiveness becomes a prison that keeps us stuck. We'll never get all that God wants for us and our ministry when we're shackled to unforgiveness. We preach about this. We counsel people to forgive others. But forgiveness can still be difficult to live out. Here's why forgiveness is so important. Because God has forgiven us. We will never need to forgive anybody else more than God has already forgiven us. When we come to Christ, all our sins are wiped away. God has no record of our sins in heaven if we've accepted Christ in our life. Since God offers us that kind of forgiveness, we should freely offer it to others. Because resentment makes us miserable. Holding on to unforgiveness doesn't just hurt the other person. It hurts us. In fact, it hurts us more. Because we'll need more forgiveness in the future. We'll make mistakes in the future. We'll sin, we'll fail, we'll fall. We will need the forgiveness of God and others later. But Jesus taught, if you don't forgive others, your Father will not forgive your offenses. Number three, freedom from the prison of fear. We may call it worry or anxiety, but fear is a prison. It never allows us to have the limitless life God wants for us. Maybe God has called you personally or your church corporately into a new opportunity of ministry, but you're scared of what might happen if you fully follow God. To unlock the prison of fear, remember, God loves you. No matter what happens in the future, He'll never stop. His love is unconditional. Also, don't forget that God has a plan for you, your family, and your ministry. Not everything that happens to you is good. But Romans 8:28 tells us, we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. God specializes in bringing good out of bad. Rick Warren. Before Christ's sacrifice, we lived under bondage to the law. We were burdened by demands we could not keep. Christ's death and resurrection broke our bondage to the law. Jesus' perfect life and holy sacrifice on the cross was the complete fulfillment of the law, and anyone who trusts in Him for salvation is made right with God. Only Christians have true freedom from the law. John 8:36 confirms, "If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." Believers are indwelt by the Holy Spirit and are characterized by a joyous freedom to follow Christ and God's design for life. The Bible is clear that Christian freedom is not a license to sin. Believers are free to live an abundant life, and we have been given everything we need for life and godliness. Jesus did what the law could not do. He took away our sin and saved us, and in so doing, He set us free from the penalty and power of sin. For freedom to follow His design of life, He set us free. Now we who have this freedom can live in God's ways and love others well in the power of the Spirit. GodQuestions.org. Put your trust in me, and I will keep you safe. There is a deep, deep yearning in your heart for safety and security. You can mask these longings with activity for a time, but only for a time. These feelings actually serve a very good purpose. Properly used, they can point you to me and my sufficiency. I am the only one who can really, ultimately, keep you safe. Whenever you start to feel insecure about anything, come to me. Talk with me about your fears and concerns. Then affirm your trust in me. Voicing your trust connects you with me at a deep level. It also pushes back the darkness of deception. The evil one has been deceiving people ever since time began, since the Garden of Eden. Do not listen to his lies. Instead, put your trust in me, for I am absolute truth. As you come to know me, the truth, better and better, I will make you increasingly free. Jesus. Do you know who the happiest people are? Those who have the courage to be themselves, just the way God made them, rather than try to be something they're not in order to fit in or impress others. Struggling to live up to what you think others expect of you puts a heavy weight on you, but there's freedom in humility. When I was young, I didn't like the way I looked. I thought my nose was too big and that I was too skinny and ugly. I had quite an inferiority complex about that, and it took me a long time to get over it. Part of it was my pride, and part of it was comparing myself to others. But as I grew older, I realized none of that really mattered. I understood that the Lord made me the way He wanted me, and that He loved me. He loves you, too, the way He made you, and you're beautiful in His eyes. We're all unique and special. The closer you draw to Him, and the more at peace you are with Him, the more content and at peace you'll be with yourself, and the happier and more relaxed you'll be. When you're living close to the Lord, you're handsome or beautiful, because His love and His light are shining through. I have a suggestion for you. Sit down sometime and let the Lord speak to you about yourself. Or ask someone else to pray and ask Him how He sees you, what your inner beauties are, what your inner strengths are, and what gifts and abilities He likes to bring forth in you. Let Him encourage you, and you'll find freedom and contentment being His unique creation. David Brandberg. Thank you.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.